We continue our learning. The Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishim Ham Yaakov ben Pitachos Liyomer and others. Perakei Mishnah Beis. Asara Doros Mi Adam Va'ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam until Noach. The generations, well, we start with Adam is the first, then Shais, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Yered, Chanoch, Misushelach, Lemech, and then Noach, that 10th generation. What does the Mishnah teach this to us? Lehudi al kama erech apayim lefanav. It's there to inform you, to teach you how much erech apayim, how Hashem is slow to anger, how much patience he has. Shekol hadoros uyumachisin uvoin, because the generations increasingly made Hashem angry because of their worship of idols. Uyumachisin uvoin, as they continued. Achevi alim es meham abba. Came to a point where Hashem couldn't tolerate it anymore. Says the Bar Tanura, Af ata al tisma sheherich lovdei kochovim kol hashanim halalu shein mishdabdim ibonav. Don't wonder why is Hashem not punishing the ovdei kochovim, the non-Jewish rulers, people over the Avodah Zarah, who are persecuting the Jewish people throughout the generations. I'll tell you why. Because Hashem had even more patience from Adam until Noah. Eventually, they were all destroyed. They were all drowned. They were killed on the Mabul. But recognize that Hashem is Erech HaPaim. So when we see that the Rishoyim, that the wicked are prosperous, and we see that Ovdei Kochavim, the Jewish people are subjugated by foreign rule, and people over the Avodah Zarah who ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, so that shouldn't trouble us, because we've seen this before, and Hashem had 10 generations of patience, as we see earlier in history. And then Asar Doros Minoach Va'ad Avraham. There were 10 generations of Noach till Avraham. Lohudia to inform us. Kam Erech Apayim Lefanav. Also to show Hashem's patience. Shekol Hadoros Hoyu Machis Tinuvayin. And all the generations also continue to anger Hashem, increasingly so. Ad Sheba Avraham Vikibelov Schar Kulim. Till Avraham came along and he received the Schar reward for all of them. What are the generations? Shame with this one we exclude Noach because he's already included in the first generation. So we begin with shame. Shame, Arpachshad, Shelach, Aver, Peleg, Reu, Srug, Nachor, Terach, and Avraham the 10th. So what do we mean, Machisin Uvoin, in both cases? So take the Asar Doros from Adam until Noach. So there was certainly idolatry, no doubt. But even before that, Adam and Chava, so obviously they ate from the Eitz Hadas, Cain and Hevel, there they introduced murder. So all of the generations really are held accountable. What about the 10 generations of Noach until Avraham? Just as we have in the first 10 generations, you have Chanoch, for example, who stood out. He was a tzaddik. We say Chanoch walked with Hashem. So here too, the generation of Noach until Avraham. So we have, it's true, we had the Tower of Babel, and we have Nimrod's kingdom, as well, which rebelled against Hashem. Obviously, many, the Rishoyim of the people of Sodom, which we have as well. But nonetheless, there were people in this generation who may have been righteous. And in fact, the difference between this generation, these 10 generations and the previous 10 generations, eventually they all died out, except Noach and his family were saved. Here we don't see that everybody was killed out. On the contrary, here we see Hashem's, reveals even more of Hashem's patience, that he did not destroy us, but he avoided destruction and eventually saved these generations. Avraham therefore came along. That's what the Mishnah means, that they did not, as opposed to the previous ones, they were machis and uvon until Hashem brought the May Mabul. Here Avraham came along and the kibel of schar Kulam. Because of Avraham, he got the schar of everybody, and Hashem therefore was able to save and did not have to kill out any of all of the other generations, people who descended from people who came before Avraham. So they also lived. They were not destroyed. Says the Batunu about Avraham, what does it mean, kibel of schar kulam? He got the schar, the reward of everybody. Asa ma'asim tovim kineged ma shehayo ra'uy sheyasu kulam. His deeds outweighed and were able to cover for everybody else who were not engaged in Ma'asim Tovim. But he had involved in so many Ma'asim Tovim that he was able to cover for everybody who didn't perform any of them. Therefore, they were all saved because of his zechus, his merit. K'moshe natal alav ol mitzvos b'olam hazeh k'neged kulam, akach kibel b'olam habos schar k'neged kulam. He also got a schar corresponding to all of them in in Olam Haba. Shekol Adam Yesh Lo Shnei Chalakim, says the Baratun. Everyone has two portions. Echad B'Gan Eden, Vechad B'Gehinom, Zocha, Notel Chelko V'Chelik Chavir B'Gan Eden. It could be happy. If a person Zocha, in fact, he may take his own Chelek, not only his own Chelek, but a Chelek of his friend. If his friend is a Rasha, so it's possible that someone can forfeit his portion and it'll go to someone else. B'Gan Eden. Notel Nischayev, and if a person is found guilty, Notel Chelko V'Chelik Chavir B'Gehinom. He will take his chelek and his friend's chelek in Gehinom, which means everyone has a chelek in Gan Eden and Gehinom waiting for them. What may happen? It could be that someone else is going to get your chelek in Gan Eden. It could be that someone else is going to get your chelek in Gehinom. All depends on how we act. Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Asor Nisyonos, Nisnas to Avram Avinu Alav HaShalom, V'Aman B'Kulam. Avram was tested with 10 tests, and he stood up to all of those tests. Lahodia, to inform us, to teach us, Kamachi Baso Shal Avram Avinu Alav HaShalom. How much, how dear, how much affection there was. This may mean the Chibaso of Avram Avinu to Hashem, or maybe the Chiba Hashem had to Avram, which we'll explain in a little bit. What are the 10 tests? So the Baruch Tanur tells you, gives you the list. He said, Echad Ur Kasdim Sheishlicho Nimra Likiv Shanaish. That's number one. Nivram threw him to Kiv Shareish, although that's not written in the Psukim. That is the first. Sheni, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Shlishi, Vayhi Rav, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, it was a famine. Revi number four, Vatukacha, Yishah, Beis Paro, the fact that when he came to Mitzrayim, so Avram's wife Sarai was taken to Paro's palace. Chamishi, number five, Milchemes HaBalachim, the four kings are from against the five kings. Avram joined forces with the five kings in order to fight the four kings. Shishi, Amad Bain Habisarim. So the whole Brisbane Habisarim, the fact that his children are going to be slaves in Mitzrayim or in a foreign land in the future. Shaharu Hishibur Malchios, the fact that he showed him that we're going to be subjugated to foreign rule. Shmi number seven, Hamilo, there was Bris Mila. Shmini eight, Vayishlach Avimelech, Vayikach HaSarah, Avimelech took Sarah now. Tishi number nine, Goreches HaMazos, but not the fact that he had to banish Hagar and Yishmael from the house, and Asiri was HaAkeda. The other Mepharshim, they add additional tests that Avram had and claim that those were the tests, and they substitute to some of the ones that we have over here. As an example, the Rambam claims that that we cannot include Ur Kasdim, that Nimrod threw him into the Kivshan Ha'esh, because that's not written explicitly in the Psukim. Others claim that the fact that Avram had to hide from Nimrod for 13 years. Rabbi Nuyo thinks that Avram having to buy a burial place for Sarah was considered a test, and the Rambam claims that Avram having to marry Hagar was a test as well. But either way, this shows the love. What's the love? So the love, as we said, it could be the fact that Avram had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he went through these tests. He never asked why he had to experience these tests. The fact that Hashem loved Avraham, that's the affection we may be speaking about. Hashem held Avraham in such high esteem, and Avraham was so dear to him that he was willing to give him these tests, and these tests, of course, were going to be a zechus, a merit for the Jewish people in the future. Some claim that the 10 tests are correspond to the 10 statements, mamarim, with which Hashem created the world, to show that the world, in the merit of the world, it continues to exist in the merit of Avraham. Maybe the 10 tests related to the Eser Makos brought upon the Mitzrim and Egyptian in Mitzrayim, and we were saved and protected from them because of the merit of Avraham. Maybe it's a reference to the Aseret HaDibros and the fact that we were given these commandments that relates to Avraham Avinu as well. And here we needed protection because Moshe broke the luchos. We worship the eagle, and we needed some zechus. And there we have zechor. Remember Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov. So Avram's merit as well was needed at that time. We needed his merit to protect the Jewish people. And not only did Avram not complain about the test, he had such great love and devotion to Hashem. He was willing to take the test on. He was willing to take the task and rise to the challenge. And he became, after this, he became even stronger, more courageous, and he grew spiritually because of these tests. Rav Hirsch writes that Hashem tests a person to elevate a person, to see what levels they're able to reach. So if a person's making pots, so they want to test the quality of their merchandise, what do? They strike one of the pots. Which do they strike? The one that they know is most durable. So the same thing, Hashem tests the best of humanity, those who he knows will endure. The Rambam claims that we mentioned that the Rambam does not include Ur Kasdim as the Nimrod throwing Avim to the Kipshan Esh as one of the tests. And therefore he believes the first test is Lech Lecha. And the final test is the Akedah also has the words Lech Lecha to teach us that every moment of Avram's life, he stepped forward, he was walking, he was traveling, and he progressed steadily throughout his entire life, always moving forward. Rav Lau says an interesting line. He says, Avraham, our forefather, proceeded from one test to another, rising spiritually continuously as the test grew increasingly difficult. With the initial Lech Lecha, Avraham let go of his past. With his final Lech Lecha, he was challenged to give up his future.